In Chicago today, crowds turned out for a memorial service for the six people who died in a high-rise government building fire a few weeks ago. All six became trapped in a smoke-filled stairwell trying to evacuate the building. That's led to lawsuits and investigations into safety procedures and the fire department's response. From Chicago, NPR's David Shaper reports.
Just two blocks from the site of the fatal fire in the County Government Administration Building, more than 1,000 mourners filled the Chicago Theater this morning for songs, prayer, and tribute to the six who perished in the fire. Cardinal Francis George, Catholic Archbishop of Chicago, gave the benediction.
Almighty, ever-loving God, keep close to you, Sarah and Janet, Felice and Maureen, John and Teresa. Unite them to you in love.
The six were working in the 37-story county building on October 17th. An attorney for the Forest Preserve District, an addiction counselor, a custodian, and three employees of the Cook County Public Guardian's Office. Cook County Board President John Stroger says their legacy will be to create a safer workplace.
To not learn from the tragedy would mean truly they died in vain.
Stroger is among the public officials promising investigations into the fire and the loss of life. In the minds of many survivors, victims, families, and fire experts, no one should have died in this fire, which broke out in a 12th-floor supply room shortly before 5 p.m. The first firefighters on the scene say they could immediately tell it was a fire with attitude. When they broke through the locked stairwell doors, they say the fire burst toward them with such intense heat they had to hit the floor as the stairwell acted like a chimney. Workers left their offices following orders to evacuate the building down that stairwell. Survivors say they were told by firefighters to go back up to higher floors, but the stairwell doors had automatically locked behind them, trapping them in the choking smoke. Fire officials say they didn't order any evacuation and say it would have been safer to just stay put. Today's Chicago Tribune reports an evacuation order would contradict the building's own fire safety plans. The inconsistencies anger Cook County State's Attorney Dick Devine, one of those trying to flee the building down the east stairwell.
Let's figure out what we're doing, folks. We were clearly directed by whoever was in charge at that time to exit the building and to use the stairway. And if that was wrong, boy, it created a situation that a lot of people better hang their heads in shame about.
Devine and several others escaped through a door propped open on the 27th floor. Survivors say they told fire officials on the scene there were others trapped. But a complete search of the stairwell wasn't done until 90 minutes after firefighters first arrived. By then, six people were dead. For a week after the fire, Chicago Fire Commissioner James Joyce said he wouldn't change his department's response. This week, he apologized for those comments.
If the families of those who died took my words spoken Friday to mean that I wouldn't change the results of this tragic fire, I apologize. What I was trying to get across was that each fire is different. We learn from every fire, and I want to clarify that I have the utmost confidence in our firefighters, but we are not afraid to make changes based on our experiences.
Already, some fire department protocols are changing. In a minor kitchen fire in a high-rise apartment building this week, firefighters searched the stairwells three times. And fire codes are being reviewed, too. Like other cities, Chicago requires all high-rises to be equipped with sprinklers on every floor. But those built before 1975, like this one, were grandfathered in. Same with the requirements for a way to override the locked stairwell doors in emergencies. Fire experts say tragedies have long prompted fire code changes and now may lead Chicago and other cities to move to eliminate grandfathered safety exemptions, too. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.